Hey there, Gavin Gear here at CES 2014, and I'm here at the Razer booth with Youngbae from Razer. And it's been quite a year. At CES 2013, you guys introduced the Razer Edge line of products, best in show. I actually had a chance to get my hands on the Razer Edge Pro, amazing modular tablet gaming platform. Here we have a different take on a modular gaming and PC platform. Why don't you tell me a little bit about this, Young?
So this we're calling Project Christine. It is a concept at this point, but it is our vision of the future of PC gaming. And you hit it right on the spot. The main attraction here is that it's fully modular. So we've separated out different subsystems. So you have the CPU, motherboard, memory on a module. You have graphics subsystems, GPUs on separate modules, storage, as well as other options, input, output. Even the power supply is modular. And what this enables is it allows users to easily upgrade or mix and match different components based upon their needs, and also based upon the latest available hardware. So no longer will users have to scrap entire systems because they want more performance or they want to add a hot new GPU, for example. Mm-hmm. And no longer will they have to, you know, open their systems up, tinker, make sure that things are compatible, make sure they're not cutting their hands up in upgrading their PCs. You can simply hot swap, plug in a component, and off you go. Also, the modularity of this design allows us to do some very, very cool things. I didn't mean to say cool, but it is cool. These here, as you look at the connectors of a module, these are military spec dripless connectors, and we use those to enable liquid cooling. So you have mineral oil inside each of these modules, which are being circulated by a pump contained within. They then have use heat exchangers to transfer the heat from the oil into the water, which is being circulated in the thermal tower itself.
Wow.
So that allows us to, at the individual module level, control both thermals and noise. And that's a perfect environment for overclocking, really maximizing performance without having any esoteric, you know, technical knowledge. So you've got a turnkey solution that is fully powered and upgradable and customizable. Those two concepts have sort of been mutually exclusive, but we're putting it together, and that's why we're thinking of it as the future of PC gaming.
Well, the other thing that I was immediately struck with is just the visuals. It's just hard to take your
eyes Razer.
Off of this thing. It's got the illuminated base, you know, it's got the central cooling tower, all of these modules. It just makes you want to get your hands on it and
thank you.
Take modules on and off and swap.
And we spent some time on the UI here as well. So it's a cool looking device. It's something that we're very proud of, and we're hoping to bring it to our fans shortly.
Well, I will certainly be looking forward to more information about availability as this comes from Concept Reality. I hope it does.
I hope so too. And like us. Talk to us, encourage all our fans to engage with us. That's what happened with, the Razer Edge, as you mentioned. It was a project called Fiona 2 years ago, and last year is when we brought that product to life. So we're hoping to do the same with Project Christine.
So if people want to know more about Project Christine, where can they go?
Simple, razorzone.com, Christine. So the URL is www.razorzone.com/Christine.
You can also find more information on the Extreme Windows blog. Thanks a lot, Young, for telling me about this.
Awesome. All right.